This is Fresh Air. On Friday evening, many public television stations will be airing a new documentary about the controversial diva, Maria Callas. Classical music critic Lloyd Schwartz has a preview of the program. First, here's Callas singing Elisabetta's aria from Verdi's Don Carlos.
In 1978, a year after Maria Callas died, PBS televised a superb documentary about her. It was eloquently written by music critic John Ardoin, who was a friend of hers, and sensitively produced and directed by Peter Weinberg. This week, PBS is airing a new documentary, Maria Callas, an Operatic Biography, directed by Tony Palmer, with Ardoin as executive producer. It even uses some of the same archival footage and celebrity interviews. Unfortunately, it's neither as informative, as well-organized, or as moving as the 1978 program. The earlier documentary beautifully balanced Callas the artist with Callas the celebrity. This operatic biography is mostly gossip. We hear about Callas's love of ice cream, her famous weight loss, her thick ankles, her alleged abortion and suicide attempt. We are told about how she was thrown over by Aristotle Onassis. Dumped is the word used. Then we see her singing the Miserere from Il Trovatore, as if that were her response to her painful situation. Even though the performance was given years before the end of her affair with Onassis, and what she is singing about, though it's sad, has nothing to do with a romantic betrayal. Callas's life was reflected in her music, in the intense and subtle drama of her performing style, but not in this crude and cheapened way. Much of the program is confusing. It's hard to tell what the issues are. Here was a chance to clear up the lingering misconceptions about Callas's temper tantrums, lawsuits, and notorious cancellations. But some knee-jerk opinions seem based more on hearsay than on research. Anyone who listens to the current audio cassette of Callas's only Boston recital, for instance, would be bewildered by the way Callas biographer Ariana Stassinopoulos dismisses Callas's final concert tour as an artistic disaster. Still, we should be grateful for any program on Callas. It's exciting just to hear her distinctive voice, whether singing or giving an interview.
I'm a born fighter, not out of necessity. Or rather, not out of love of fight, because I loathe fighting. I'm sick to the stomach after it. But if I have to defend myself, I have that much pride to say, well, there's no way out. Go ahead and defend yourself.
It was something new to listen to, and they disliked anything that took them away from tradition. Every 4 or 5 months that I would have a role. Many people that used to say, well, her high notes are beautiful, but her middle notes are not. And the other one said, oh, the middle notes are beautiful, but the top are no good. In other words, they wouldn't agree. What impressed me was that they used to say that, well, she does know how to move on stage. What I learned from Serafine was that you must serve music, because music is so enormous and can envelop you into such a state of perpetual anxiety and torture. But it is our first and main duty.
And after all, what is the legend the public made me? What is a legend? I think I'm a very human being. If I wasn't human, I probably would have sung better.
And it's thrilling actually to watch Callas in action. There's a particularly painful but revealing sequence that shows her being hounded by the press after the breakup of her marriage with Battista Meneghini. An obnoxious reporter asks her about this romantic squabble. It's no romantic squabble, she tells him with great dignity. It's a separation. There's even a touching interview with Meneghini, in which he reads from Callas's love letters to him. Few of her arias are presented complete, but at least there's her riveting and profoundly moving rendition of Visi d'Arte, I Lived for Art, from a 1964 performance of Tosca at Covent Garden. A kinescope exists of the second act of this London Tosca. If only PBS would show the entire act, that would be a far more significant service to this inexhaustibly fascinating artist, and to her still fascinated public.
Lloyd Schwartz is classical music editor of the Boston Phoenix. Maria Callas, an operatic biography, will air this Friday night on Great Performances on PBS. This is Fresh Air.